regular or decaf? Back to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
This is the first time having Kids Helping Kids on, and it's amazing because Edith Targonsky is somebody who is like a blast from the past for me, because I did a story on her daughter Grace a million years ago when I was at News 12. Grace has already graduated.
Yes.
I can't handle that.
She just turned 23.
Holy cow. Well, Edith, you haven't aged a day. I don't know what you're doing, but I haven't seen you in I don't know how long, but it is so good to see you. How are you?
Good to see you too. I'm so happy to be here and excited about my new role at Kids Helping Kids.
So when did you start at Kids Helping Kids? This is brand new.
Brand new.
Like brand spanking new.
About 2 months ago.
Wow. And look at this. They're like, hey, 2 months in and you're going to just, you know, go get on the radio.
Yes.
I love that. I think that's amazing. So Kids Helping Kids, tell us a little bit about the work that you guys do.
Sure. So Kids Helping Kids is a nonprofit organization. We're based here in Stamford, and it has been part of the community since 2010.
Wow.
So yeah, we're going on 16 years now. And it's an organization that helps the youth to get involved in the community. So we offer different volunteer opportunities for them. Through that experience, we want them to empower them and for them to really develop leadership skills.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How many kids are currently part of Kids Helping Kids?
So we have over 5,000 volunteers.
Holy
involved
cow.
With the organization. Right?
Wow.
Throughout these years, we keep adding. We have over 165 schools represented from Fairfield County, Westchester County, even.
Wow.
Many different kids, communities, different cities. So we're really happy that we were able to create something to get children involved, right? And for them to know that they can make an impact.
I love that. Well, and so it's interesting bringing up your daughter, Grace.
Sure.
I think Grace was 9. When I interviewed her?
She just turned 10.
She was a baby.
Yeah.
Yep, she was a baby and not a baby anymore, which is just wild to me. I need to see her. But I think one of the things I loved, which is why it's so fitting that you're with Kids Helping Kids, something that you guys really advocated in your household, and I think Grace emulated, was the idea of it doesn't matter how young you are, you can absolutely make an impact. And at the time, Grace had been doing things with her school and collecting donations. And it was amazing. She was empowered as this little elementary school kid. And so would you say that's kind of the lessons that kids are taking away with Kids Helping Kids?
Yes. And it's really interesting because being in this position right now for me is a full circle moment, right? Mm-hmm. So it was really interesting because the founder, Jennifer Kelly, reached out to me because, as you know, Grace was doing a lot of work in the community. She was advocating for childhood cancer.
I literally have no idea how she even like went to school and did well in school, because this girl was literally doing it all.
Yes.
I still have my childhood cancer sign that I put up every year in my front yard. Yes, that Grace gave to me a million years ago. We still have it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So because of that, Jennifer reached out to us because it was Grace and she has her own volunteers, and that's how we met. You know, she really wanted Grace to become an ambassador and to be that example, right? They had many ambassadors as well. Back then, they called them ambassadors. They were kids leading projects, and we will talk more about it in a minute. So then I became involved, and it was the first organization that I was involved with my daughter. We were doing outside caring with Grace.
Right.
Right?
Caring with Grace.
Yes.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I was there as a mom volunteer. Grace was there as an ambassador. We were part of many of their events. And, you know, as years go by, and then she goes to high school, and then COVID happened. You know, we kind of got disconnected right after COVID. But I was there for the 15-year anniversary 2 years ago. Always involved because I really believe in the mission of the organization.
Yeah.
And as you know, like you mentioned, we are really very strong advocates for youth and their involvement, right?
Yeah, totally.
And like Grace always said, right, you don't have to really be affected by something to do something about it.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. So. That was probably one of the, honestly, not to keep harping on Grace, poor Grace is probably like, Melissa, move on. But I think that was one of the most telling moments. I'm interviewing a 9-year-old, for you listening at home. I'm interviewing this 9-year-old, and I said to her, why childhood cancer? And I remember kind of boldly asking her, was this something you were touched by? And she said, no, but I don't have to go through it to help other people who do. And I thought, man, this girl just schooled me. And it was one of the most unbelievable statements, and I'll never forget it, from well over a decade ago. And I love that that is still, you know, something that rings true, especially with kids helping kids. And you guys have a big event happening tonight, actually.
We have a big event. We put in a spring celebration every year. Yeah. And this is an opportunity for the community to come together to highlight our volunteers, especially the ones that are graduating high school.
Yeah.
So we celebrate him. This is a fundraising event. So we're hoping that the community come together to support the cause, because as you know, every work we do, there is a lot of expenses that goes through that.
Totally, of course.
Organizations.
Absolutely.
So we really count on those donors and those people that believe in the mission. So this is a great way to highlight what the children do and what the organization does to support them.
So is this something that is open to the public, Edith, or yes. Okay.
It is open to the public, and we are going to be at Sara Fresca tonight from 6 to 9. There are a few tickets left, so, you know, you can also get to the website and get to know more about the mission. But the most excited for me is that this is an opportunity to highlight the work that the kids do. Volunteers are going to be there. Their families are going to be there. Donors are going to be there. Community leaders, nonprofit organization representatives. So it's really a celebration of everybody making this possible.
Yeah, kids helping kids. Again, it was established in 2010, but the impact in the years that you guys have been in, you know, have been working in and around the area is profound. Why, I'm going to leave with this, Edith, why would you suggest families think about having their kids get involved?
I think they have a great role model also on the founder, right? So this is Lexi Kelly. She was involved in a car accident in 2009. And through her recovery, she really relied in her community, in her friends, right? For them coming to the hospital to see her, to support her. She thought, they are making me feel better. They're causing an impact in my life, so I want to give back. And that's how actually Kids Helping Kids started, right? Trying to get the kids involved. It's a great way for the kids to get involved in the community, because it's an organization. It's really unique in the sense that they run it, right? It's a youth-led organization. Mm-hmm. So it's really important for us, for the kids to know that we want to empower them. We want them to know that their ideas are valid, and that we listen, and they know better, right? They are the ones that are going to the schools. They are the ones that have conversation with their classmates. So for them to come up with ideas of what to do, so we encourage them also to share their talents. If they have a talent, if they have something they want to share, that's how they can get involved leading a project, not only coming up and volunteer with us in everything that we offer, because there is different ways that kids can get involved.
Totally.
They can spark their own project, right? Usually our partners, the Boys and Girls Club of Stanford, benefit for that programming, because the kids that are part of that program are kids that are attending the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Right after school. But they can also just support. We actually, 3 weeks ago, we were at Sun Waters.
Oh, right? That's awesome.
We partnered with them, and we were cleaning the beach. We partnered with different organizations, and we're part of their mission.
Yeah.
So we post those opportunities. We're trying to find different things so everybody finds something they like, because it's also important for them to do it.
Find something that pulls at their heartstrings, a passion of theirs, and then being able to feel empowered to do something about it in their communities. And again, this is Kids Helping Kids. Yeah. They actually have a fundraising event tonight as well. And I want to thank you, Edith, and your entire team at Kids Helping Kids for what you do. And thanks to the amazing volunteers that make this possible as well, because it would be nothing without all of them. I hope it's a great celebration, and I want to thank you again.
Thank you so much for having us. And yes, I'm so excited to celebrate them.
Yeah, me too. And you make sure you give Grace an extra big hug for me.
Will do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Of course, Edith Targonsky again with Kids Helping Kids. Definitely check them out online. And of course, if you could stop by their event tonight starting at 6, that would be great as well. We're going to be right back. You're listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour at stop number 5, Elm Street Diner here in Stamford.